It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have got a couple of guests here today as we approach the final hours of St. Bernard's Church with a big Mass coming up on Sunday afternoon. Bishop Fulda will be conducting the final Mass at St. Bernard's on Sunday afternoon. My guests today are Jim McAllister and also Gary Bosch. Jim and Gary, thanks so much for joining us today on the show today.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So, Gary, I've known Jim for years, so I'm gonna start with you first. Your family's involvement with St. Bernard's, it goes back quite a ways. Just tell us kind of the emotions that you and your family are going through as we approach the final Mass at St. Bernard's.
Kind of bittersweet, I guess. Kind of seen the writing on the wall for many years, but with the days here, just a lot of emotion. All the things that have been done there, the baptisms, the confirmations, every Sunday, the being there to share with our friends and our families, and it's hard. Like saying goodbye to an old family member or an old friend, I don't know. It's more like a family member. It's where we come together for a community, grown to love the families that are part of our parish, and then it's been quite a journey, and I guess we'll have to see what God has planned for us after this.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Gary, where you and your family plan to attend Masses in the future. Has your family members talked about that?
Yes. My mom comes regular with us, and she's going to end up going up to Hope because of my stepfather. They will probably go that way, and I'm going to go. My son goes to St. Mary's at Daisy, and I'm probably going to go that way, so see how it goes.
I was just going to say St. Agatha's Church is in Hope, and then, of course, you meant St. Mary's is in Daisy. So I think your sentiments, Gary, are being, when I talk to the members of St. Bernard's, are just spot on. This is really a bittersweet thing to have happen to this community.
Father's homily yesterday was really good about that nothing lasts forever. It's hard to see this take place, but the building served this community and its families very well for a very long time, and we're called to move on to the next chapter and be parts of other communities and have to close this chapter. It's going to be a hard day.
Thanks for sharing that with us. I know the final Mass with Bishop John Fulda is coming up Sunday at 2:30, and obviously it's going to be a packed house, completely full, and there probably won't be a dry eye in the house.
No, probably not.
That's probably a fair assessment.
It's been some tears already. The last few weeks have been just the reality of it setting in.
Wow.
It's hitting home, but it's good. It's healing, so it needs to be done, and we'll get through it.
We'll move on to another chapter in our lives. Well, Gary, thanks for sharing that with us, and we'll all be thinking of you on Sunday and beyond, okay?
Thank you.
So there's Gary Bosch, and we'll move over to Jim McAllister. Also, the family's been a longtime member of St. Bernard's Church for many, many years. Jim, your feelings obviously are kind of echoed with what you just heard from Gary, right?
Yeah, very much so. Gary talked about tears. I had one of the parishioners walking out last night, yesterday. He said, "I think we should be taking bets to see who breaks down first." So. But it is going to be very hard, and Gary mentioned all of those things. You know, you come together as community. I've served there as a deacon my whole ordained life, and yeah, it's not going to be easy. But like Gary mentioned, though, Father's closing comments yesterday were very, very fitting, and we need to move on. It's time. Changes needed to be made.
You know, I want to do a little bit of history here, guys. 115 years ago, exactly 115 years ago, the cornerstone of St. Bernard's Catholic Church was put into place by Bishop John Shanley. Pretty famous name, Bishop John Shanley, the first bishop of the Diocese of Fargo, performed that ceremony dedicating the construction of the new church in Arisca on July 31st, 1908. And 3 months later, on November 11th, Bishop Shanley and several priests held the dedication of the new St. Bernard's Church. And on Sunday, Bishop John Fulda will hold the final Mass at 2:30. Eventually, the building will be raised. There's some reasons for that, right, Jim?
Yes, absolutely. The experience, you know, everybody, I've had many people say, well, why don't they sell it or do something else with it? And the experience that the diocese has had with doing something like that is that the building turns into something that isn't very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of even taking a chance on that, there would have to be some substantial work done on the building to begin with, and then it just doesn't make really a lot of sense to go do that.
Any final comments, Jim, before I let you and Gary go? I'll give Gary a chance, too, to chime in here in just a second. Jim?
It's uplifting for us. The people that have come to, maybe they are not going to be there for the final Mass, but we've had a number of people from the parish that have moved away and they want to come back just for old time's sake more than anything. And it's uplifting for the parishioners that are there right now to see that. And it's certainly uplifting for me to witness that and to see, you know, the love. And I think that's one of the reasons that there'll be so many people at the closing Mass is because even though there's a lot of them have moved away, it is a very close-knit community, and the building is not the church, but at the same time, there's lots of memories tied up there. So.
Absolutely. Like Gary said, lots of weddings and baptisms and funerals. Gary, any final thoughts that you'd like to add before we end the broadcast here?
Like Jim, I guess seeing all the people that are coming, not just because they're part of the community, but for the support they've been giving us, it's been really awesome to see the attendance we've had the last couple months and all the people that we've seen that we haven't seen and the new faces and everybody who wants to hear our story. It's been really good. I thank everybody that's been a part of it. I guess just want to say thanks.
Thanks so much, Gary, for joining us today and sharing, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
There's Gary Bosch. And Jim, thanks so much for joining us today, too, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
Jim McAllister.
For the interest.
Oh, you betcha. Jim McAllister, a long time, their family's long time members of St. Bernard's Catholic Church. The final Mass this Sunday afternoon at 2:30 with Bishop John Fulda. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.